You're listening to the Sean Salisbury Show. Follow the show on Twitter at SSalisbury Show.
I'm excited about our Ask Sean later on. We got a couple good guests too, Michael Thompson, Darren Pang. We're waiting on the Panger, at Panger40 on Twitter. You'll love him. He's got a great sense of humor, and he's in the know on hockey. Fun Ask Sean later today. I'm probably kind of pumped up about it. Barrett, have you seen it yet? You seen the Ask Sean? Yeah.
I've seen
it. Are you prepared for it?
Yeah, I'm prepared for it.
Yeah, because I'm anxious to hear yours.
I got a couple.
You do? Yep. That'll be nice, Robin. You're ready for that,
I know. I was ready for it last night.
You were, weren't you? All right, well, we're joined now here on the Orange Insoles guest line by, he's priceless, just let me put it that way. He's an analyst for NHL Network and Fox Sports Midwest, longtime goalie, longtime analyst, and one of the great people in the business, and he'll give us the good business. Darren Pang joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Panger, good to have you, brother.
Man, it has been a long time, hasn't it, big fella?
Been way too long, but you know what? We're still breathing, and we're on the other side of the dirt, so I'm good with it. You with me?
I got you. I keep thinking of your old Winnipeg Blue Bomber days.
See, and you, hey, don't ever count out the Blue Bombers, Panger. You know that, right? You can't count out the Blue Bombers. Well, it's good to have you on. We're got a heck of a game seven. You know, I want to start this off first off by, and I'll get to those in a second. With this game seven, where's the pressure fall? Even though Pittsburgh's a reigning Stanley Cup champion, it's in their building. At times, does pressure fall more on the home team or the away team, Panger?
No, I would agree with you on the home team. I think especially if you're an inexperienced home team, which obviously Pittsburgh's not, but I mean, let's generalize for a second. I mean, everybody here in Pittsburgh's expecting the Stanley Cup, parade route to follow through here. They're already looking ahead to the Nashville Predators, and fans are already probably lined up to get tickets to go to Nashville and head out to Tootsie's on Broadway Street. So now that players have got to finish it off here on home ice, and I've always believed that the pressure is on the home team in a Game 7 situation. I don't go by past numbers. I'll throw these at you because I think they're incredibly overwhelming. But when Pittsburgh has lost Game 6 on the road to force a Game 7, they're 0-7 on home ice. I find that unbelievable.
Yeah, me too.
Man, with all the great players and great teams. But so that does say something about pressure on home ice. And, is this team a different group? Is this a different circumstance? I think it is. I think that the chances that they had in Game 6 is different than any other game. They played a great Game 6 in Ottawa and just only were denied by opportunistic scoring from Hoffman and great goaltending from a 36-year-old guy in Craig Anderson. So I think they believe that if they can play that way again and duplicate that, that they'll get some breaks and score more and win a hockey game.
Panger, the Sid Crosby's greatness, and you know that with Jager, who's been through there, and what a great player, and obviously Mario Lemieux and saving the franchise and the ownership, but sticking to the ice as just a player, I guess those three come to mind as the greatest Pittsburgh Penguins. I may be leaving somebody out, but if Crosby's able to pull this off again this year and they go win, and maybe he does it again a year or two down the road, has he ever got a chance to supplant Lemieux, or is it always a Lemieux town when it comes to hockey? And no matter what Crosby does, he finishes second.
That is a great discussion. I mean, that's us sitting around having a couple of cold ones for about 7 hours, throwing that one together. I think it's always a Mario town. I just think that not only on the ice as a player, and some could argue that if he played longer and was healthier and didn't have to battle Hodgkins and everything that went around with the bad back that he had, that maybe he would have surpassed or maybe equaled some of the numbers that the great one threw out there. But I think what he did off the ice makes him just even more legendary. And the legacy just grew with him in a suit and a briefcase and going around this town and saving the hockey team and doing everything for it. So I would say no matter what Sidney does, he still won't get the accolades or be put in the same spot as Mario. But, oh, boy, he'd be awfully darn close, and again, it has everything to do with what Mario has done all the way around. I think that's fair enough to say.
At Panger40 on Twitter, he's former NHL goalie, obviously, and now an analyst for NHL Network and Fox Sports Midwest. Darren Pang joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Panger, I'm curious about the goalies left. You know, the with Nashville included. You've always been very fair, but you've always also been very opinionated and critical when needed. If it was your money, and I'm talking about the backup as well, which goaltending group do you like the best of these three? And do you trust them?
Very, very good question. I've seen Pekka Rinne at his very best, and I've always had him up there in that top five. This playoff, he's been the best he's ever been. I think that Matt Murray's calmness under fire leads me to believe that he's the number one contender. Pekka Rinne's athleticism and ability to make a save that's absolutely superlative, that knocks your socks off, he wins that battle. But he can also overextend against great players. They tend to be able to open up Pekka Rinne. He's 6'5", but he plays like a really small, athletic goaltender. Sometimes he can overmove, get a little over-anxious. And if you can find that magic timing of your pinpoint passes, then you can get him. I think it's really hard to get at Matt Murray. I just think he's 6'4". He's only an inch shorter than Pekka Rinne. He plays the game inside the post. He's in total control. You're the football guy, but he's more Tom Brady than Doug Flutie. No, not Doug Flutie. I tried to throw somebody else out
Hey, throw some CFL love, too. I'm with you, Panger. Go for it.
Maybe some Ken Stabler.
There you go.
But, you know, I would give Pittsburgh's goalie Matt Murray that edge in calmness and in reliability. Let's put it that way.
Panger, we got about a minute and a half left, but I've got to hit on this Nashville team. You talked about the goaltenders. No matter who comes out of the East, the momentum, the way that this fan base has rallied, there's something different about Nashville. I give them a real chance. Where do you stand with this team in the next series?
I absolutely give Nashville all the chance in the world. I've had a chance to cover that Central Division for many years. I've seen what Peter Laviolette has done with that team when he took over for Barry Trotz. I absolutely love the way they play, Sean. I think that they can change their system from period to period, from in-game to in-game. When their timing is on, when they're D-pinch, when they're D-takeaway the neutral zone, there's no team like them. They get more offense from their defensemen. Their goaltenders, we talked about, is fantastic. Without Ryan Johansson in the seven-game series against Pittsburgh, I think that would be a big concern. But, no, I still give Nashville every opportunity to win.
Yeah, and Peter's taken what? He's the fourth coach to take different teams to the Stanley Cup final. Should be a great run. Panger, I cannot thank you enough for coming on. We'll do this again, and we appreciate your great insight. It's so great to catch up with you.
Yeah, my pleasure, pal. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. The great Darren
Call me
Panger.
Anytime.
I promise we'll do that. At Panger40 on Twitter, one of the great. You got to cut. Whenever you can get a CFL mention in, that's my guy, Barrett. You know what I'm saying? You always like those mentions.
Yeah, whenever we can talk Blue Bombers, I'm in.
You're it. Hey, what did you think? I mean, he likes Nashville. I can tell, can't you? That he likes the way Pekka and the goaltending and the momentum that they got rolling into the finals. Now, obviously, they're going to have to regroup. It's still Pittsburgh, more than likely. But I'm still not counting Ottawa out. Now, I'm a big believer like he is, and I told you guys this, pressure on the home team in a Game 7, although it is Pittsburgh and they're the reigning cup champions.
Yeah, and Crosby is usually nails under pressure.
Think
about what he did in the Olympics.
Right, and think about this, though. That's an alarming statistic, though. When they've lost six times that they've lost in a Game 6, they're 0-6 in Game 7. It's unbelievable.
The Red Sox hadn't won a World Series since what?
There you go. There you go. Get a nice Red Sox mention for the Pens. Well, that game's tonight. It's the Sean Salisbury Show, talking hockey, talking it all, right here.